Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to the first of two bonus episodes that we're releasing to celebrate the Amelia Project's 5-year anniversary. You can hear that I'm not in the soundproofed blanket fort from under which I generally record these intros. Today I'm on the Paris Metro. And the reason for that, well, 5 years ago, this is where I spent the majority of my time, or at least that's how it felt. You see, I'd come to Paris for love, hardly spoke any French yet, and the only job I could get was as a teacher of business English, which might sound quite fancy, but let me assure you, it really wasn't. I was on a 0 hours contract, paid minimum wage, and spent most of my time on the metro, zigzagging across the city from one bored accountant or IT consultant needing to learn English to the next. On these many underground journeys, I found myself wondering how I'd ended up in this country, in this city, in this job that I hated, when all my life, what I've really wanted to do is tell stories and make live theatre. I started wondering about all the different decisions in my life, the things that maybe I would do differently if I could start over. Would I want to start over, given the chance? What would that entail? What if a company existed that offered such a service? Oh, I need to get out now to change metros. One moment. So I'm on my way to Saint-Germain-des-Prés, which is one of the places where I used to teach, in an office just opposite a grand café called Les Deux Magots. But I'll continue the story from Les Deux Magots the next time. For now, we've got an anniversary episode for you. We gave our actors free rein to take over the podcast for an episode and come up with something. So everything you hear is created by Julia Morizawa and Alan Bergen. Enjoy.
Hi, you've reached the Amelia Project. I probably should plan what I'm going to say before I hit record. Okay, let's try this again. Wait, is it still recording? Hello? Please stop. Ugh, stupid piece of... Hi. You've reached the Amelia Project. The fact that you have this number means you know who we are and what we do. If you're interested, we're interested. Assuming we like your story. Please leave a message after the beep. Okay, let's listen back. Wait, oh my god, are you still recording again? You gotta be kidding me. Why is this so difficult? Ugh. Okay, honestly, isn't there a way I can just edit this thing so I don't have to, like, start over? For fuck's sake. You've reached the Amelia Project. If you have this number, you know who we are and what we do. We want to give you a new life. Assuming we like your story. Please leave a message after the beep.
We'll be right back.
Thank you so much for coming in, Janet. Your story was absolutely riveting. I look forward to your disappearance. Toodaloo. Oh, what a day. Not every day you get to meet a real life... Holy shit, who are you? How did you get in here? Are those headphones? Is that a microphone? Are you recording this?
Wait. Are you talking to me?
Have you been sitting there all this time?
You can see me?
These interviews are private, you know. Nobody is allowed to record these sessions apart from Amelia employees.
What is this? What's going on?
Turn around so I can see your face.
Turn around? Why would...
Holy shit, you're you! I mean, you're here, you're real. What are you talking about? Of course I'm real.
Right. Okay.
And turn that thing off.
Turn what off? The microphone?
No, the lamp to your left.
Lamp?
It's a little bright in here, and I'd prefer to set the mood a little differently. Of course the microphone, you nincompoop. Turn it off.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Now, who are you, and what are you doing in my office? What? Speak up, I can't hear you. Are you trying to be funny? Look, I don't know what game you're playing, but I suggest you stop mouthing words at me and speak up. Turn your microphone back on. Now say something.
Something?
Interesting.
Oh, this is nuts.
Just to be certain, I'd like to perform a little experiment, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Read this for me, would you?
Albert Camus.
Just start anywhere and don't stop reading until I say stop.
Well, I mean, I don't really speak French, but I can try.
Oh, you don't?
I used to a little, and I dip into it from time to time, but...
All right, never mind. Here we are. Take this. John Locke. Just open it at any page and begin reading.
Okay.
Do you mind if I...
No. Be my guest.
Thank you.
Whosoever the mind perceives in itself, or thought or understand, the power to produce any idea in our mind, I
Thank
call...
you. That's enough. Oh. Most peculiar.
You can say that again.
Who are you?
You don't know?
Should I?
I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know how this works.
How what works?
This being here with you. I mean...
Oh, that. It's quite simple, really. You tell me your story, and I decide...
I'm not a client.
You're not?
No.
Oh. Well, who are you then?
Whoa, what is going on here? Oh, I must be overworked. I'm exhausted. That's it. I just need to get some sleep.
You've been having difficulties sleeping?
What? No difficulties. I just don't get enough of it.
Have you tried power napping?
I swear by it. Power napping? Yeah, I've tried that. But to be honest, I find it easier to work through and wait until nighttime to sleep.
A bit of a workhorse, are you?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, it depends on what I have on.
You like to keep busy?
Yeah, actually I do. I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm chasing my tail a little, but I prefer to be busy, yeah. Not much fun to be around when I'm bored, truth be told.
Ugh, I know exactly what you mean. Boredom is the root of all evil. Do you know who said that?
Kierkegaard. I know, yeah.
Oh, you're familiar with the writings of Kierkegaard?
A little.
Oh. Are you all right? It's just you're looking at me rather funny.
Sorry, it's just this has to be a dream.
Why?
Well, what's the other explanation?
For what? For this, you, this conversation, you don't think you should be here? Well, no, I mean, I should definitely be here. I mean, if you're here, I'm here, right? I mean, obviously. Okay. And yet, being here is causing you noticeable distress. Yet, talking to you is causing me considerable distress. I'm sorry, but didn't you come to see me?
Yeah, I guess, but I didn't mean to. I mean, it was an accident. A mistake.
If you believe in that kind of thing.
What, mistakes?
Listen, do you know why people come to my office?
Yes, I do.
Oh. Well, then you obviously have a story to tell. Otherwise you wouldn't be here, would you?
So...
Look, you're here now, so... Tell me your story.
Oh, come on. This is ridiculous.
What is?
This can't be happening. I mean, did Pip and Oystein write this, or what is...
Who?
Never mind.
You know, sooner or later you're going to have to tell me who you are.
Really? Why?
Well, I'm not entirely sure. It's difficult to put my finger on, but something about you is more than vaguely familiar.
You don't say.
Something in your mannerisms. The tone of your voice.
Uh-huh.
Are you an actor? I swear I've seen you somewhere before.
Oh, God. Yes, I'm an actor.
Oh, I knew I'd seen your face before. Or heard your voice, at least. I mean, it's still a little fuzzy, but yes, I know you from somewhere. What did you say your name was?
Alan.
Alan what?
Bergen.
Nope, that's not ringing any bells. Have you played at the National?
Nope, unfortunately.
The Old Vic? Young Vic?
I'm afraid not.
But you've played somewhere in London.
I've played in the Barbican.
Really? What show?
It was a production of Peer Gynt.
Ibsen, I love Ibsen.
Me too.
Were you Peer?
No, I was in the ensemble playing multiple parts. It was a brilliant production, though. It was a co-production between the Dundee Rep Theatre and the National Theatre of Scotland.
What year?
That would have been 2009, I think, yeah.
Oh, nope, I didn't see that one. What else do you do?
I do a bit of film. I've done a little bit of television. I ran a theatre company in Vienna with some friends.
I don't watch much film or television. And the last time I was in Vienna, I don't think you would have been around. So it can't be that. What else do you do?
Podcasts?
Oh, that must be it! Yes, I do listen to the odd podcast now and then. I find them wonderful for alleviating boredom.
That they are.
So, what podcasts do you do?
Well, I'm Lockie on The Secret of St. Kilda.
Don't know that one.
It's good. You should check it out.
All right, I will. What else?
Then there's the podcast that brought me into the world of podcasting in the first place.
Oh?
Yeah. It's our 5-year anniversary, actually.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Has it been successful?
Hugely successful. I mean, in my opinion, anyway. I never thought when we first started doing it that it would grow into what it has done.
So it's been well received?
Yes.
And to what do you owe its success?
Wow, great writing, great team, everything really. I mean, it's just so much fun to do. And I think that everyone working on it really loves it and has fun doing it. You know, I suppose anything that you pour yourself into completely is going to become successful.
I couldn't agree more. And you mentioned the writing. Do you write it yourself?
No. I mean, I've written one or two small bits of bonus material, but I'm not one of the writers. Philip and Oystein do that.
Philip? Pip? Is that the same two you mentioned earlier?
I'm not sure.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
So, tell me about your role in this podcast. Who do you play?
Well, I play the,
He's a collector. Of what?
Of stories.
Oh. I see. And you enjoy playing this character?
Oh, I love it.
He really is a wonderful character to play.
Oh? How so?
Well, first of all, the simple act of playing the same character for 5 years means that I've got to know him so well. I put him on, so to speak, almost every day, so he's always with me.
Must be nice.
It is.
And how has your relationship grown over the last 5 years?
With the character?
With the character, yes.
Wow. Well, he's really become a part of me. I mean, I remember at the beginning, we didn't really know what he should sound like, so we tested out a bunch of different voices and characters. But if I'm being honest, I kind of had his voice in my head from the moment I read the first episode. The trying out was more to, well, try things out, really. But that voice I had in my head ended up being the one we all went for, so it was kind of like he chose his own voice, really. But I find that a lot with characters, to be honest, that the voice kind of comes up off the page.
Handy skill to have as an actor.
Yeah, I guess it is.
And did his voice change over the years?
Oh, yeah. I actually wish sometimes that I could go back and redo his voice in some of the earlier episodes. You know, when I listen to them back, it's still him. But compared to the range he has now, he's definitely evolved from those first episodes.
Well, it's only natural, I suppose. So you knew from the first episode that you wanted to play him?
I remember being given the first 3 episodes to read, and, you know, I'm usually quite a reserved reader. But by about page 3, I was laughing out loud.
Oh, it's a comedy.
Well, season 1 was definitely a comedy, and comedy is still a huge part of the show. But we've also delved into some more gritty stuff, some more serious stuff, and some of it has been really tender and sentimental, but in a good way.
And the character you play, is he funny?
Oh, he's hilarious. I found him hilarious from page 1 of the first episode.
And he still makes you laugh?
Yeah, all the time.
That's nice. Is he a ridiculous character?
Well, he's definitely ridiculous a lot of the time. But he's also very genuine at times. You know, he knows how to talk to people and how to get them to open up. You know, he's the kind of guy you feel you could tell just about anything to and he wouldn't judge you. And the more I get to know him, the more I fall in love with him. He has a big heart.
Well, he's a lucky character to have an actor portraying him who thinks so highly of him.
Yeah, I'm the lucky one. You know, playing him is probably the most rewarding part I've ever played.
Oh? How so?
To watch the character grow.
to delve deeper and deeper into what makes him tick, into his life, his backstory. He truly is a fascinating guy. Not to mention the response from listeners. From listener artwork to cosplay on TikTok. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Cosplay on TikTok? Is that some kind of game one plays on a timer?
No. No, it's not. Oh, but I love where your brain goes.
You do?
Yes. No, TikTok is a social media platform.
A what?
Something on the googly.
Oh, I see, yes. Oh.
Well, yes, the world moves so fast nowadays. Give me a mug of cocoa and a good book any day. Yeah, well, that's an inspiring image.
What is?
You. Sitting with a mug of cocoa and a good book.
You find?
I do. It inspires me.
Well, I'm glad. You know, it's very curious.
What is?
You. Sitting there with headphones on. Talking into a microphone.
Oh?
Tell me, do you always talk through a microphone?
No.
You know, Seneca once wrote, luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity. I think this meeting tonight was extremely lucky.
Yeah, I do too.
Well, it's a little unorthodox, considering we didn't come up with a new life for you, but somehow this wouldn't feel right without a glass of Veuve Clicquot.
Sounds lovely.
Right, well, here we go. Oh my, I never even offered you any cocoa.
Oh, that's okay. At this time of night, a glass of champagne will do nicely.
Hear, hear. Will we ever meet like this again?
I honestly don't know. In another 5 years, perhaps? Perhaps. You know, you're a lot cleverer than you let on.
Yes, I am. Here's to you.
And to you.
Stay tuned for the epilogue, but first the credits. The voicemail was written and performed by Julia Morizawa. Alan Bergen Meets the Interviewer was written and performed by Alan Bergen. Audio editing by Philip Thorne and Julia Morizawa. Sound design by Adam Raymunda. Music by Frederick Barden. Production assistance by Marty Patsival. And graphic design by Andas Pedersen. We will be back with another anniversary special next Friday, and in the week leading up to that, starting on Monday the 15th of August, it's Coco Collabs 2022. Coco Collabs, now in its second year, is a fan-run online event of Amelia-inspired creativity. You can search for Coco Collabs on Twitter or Tumblr to find a prompt list. There's a prompt for every day of the week, and you can create art, fan fiction, or cosplays for each prompt, or anything else that pops into your mind. Last year, we even had origami and a sonnet. When you post your creations on Twitter, Tumblr, or Instagram, be sure to use the hashtag Coco Collabs, and we will share it. That's hashtag Coco Collabs, COCOACOLLABS, to browse the art or share something of your own. You can also see most of last year's contributions on our webpage. You can go to ameliapodcast.com and then navigate to the fan art page. Our thanks to the Coco coordinators who are running this year's event. And now, the epilogue.
Hi everyone, this is Øystein, co-creator of The Amelia Project. Right now I'm sitting in the sun in a lovely park in the middle of Oslo. There's a water display here, there are people sitting in outdoor cafes, and actually the outdoor cafe right behind me here is Actually, where I met Fredrik Baden, our composer and sound director, for the very first time. And around the corner from this square is Nitro Studios, where we've recorded quite a lot of Colin Haynes bits for the Amelia Project and some other stuff. But 5 years ago, I had never been into the building where Nitro Studios is. I had never been to this outdoor cafe. In fact, I had never ever met Fredrik Baden. I was working as a theatre director, and I was struggling to make a name for myself in Norwegian theatre after coming back from directing studies in London and living abroad for a while. I missed my international friends and colleagues, and I especially missed making theatre with my best friend Philip. I try to organise festivals and events to bring people to Norway, but that takes a lot of time and money, and you don't always get the funding you want. I needed some other kind of project. At the same time, I had this itch. I've always loved writing, but for the last few years before this, I'd focused so much on directing, I'd kind of forgotten about writing, and I missed it. Because I don't just want to tell other people's stories, I want to tell my own stories. But breaking through as a playwright is perhaps even more difficult than breaking through as a director, because how do you get the stuff you write produced? Then I have this idea. Shortly after finishing drama school, I had worked on an audio drama production, a horror anthology, which was a lot of fun. What if Pip and I created something for audio? Was that another way we could collaborate again? I decided to call Pip right away. For the continuation of the story, tune in to the second part of our anniversary special, which drops in a week. In the meantime, enjoy the sun and make yourself an iced cocoa.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.